Okay, so we officially were on Kuf Mem Daled, but let us just backtrack for a minute and let us just remind ourselves where we are holding. We've been discussing the halachic implications of Schita. And we mentioned yesterday that there's three different categories of Peiros. There is the most chomer, which is Zeisim and Anavim, olives and grapes. And then the least chomer is Shar Peiros. And then we saw yesterday a middle category which was introduced, which was Tusimri Moinim, different types of berries and pomegranates. And we said when it comes to Zeisim and Anavim, we said there's an Issadiraisa of Schita. Not only that, but if the olive oil or the grape juice oozes out by itself, there is an Issadirabanan to use it. And we said the reason why is mitam gzeira, a gzeira that you might come to be seichetit. And we said that this applies even in a situation where you harvested the grapes and the olives for the sake of grapes and olives. You're not interested in grape juice and olive oil. Nevertheless, the issa d'rabbanan remains in place. We said when it comes to category number 3 of shar peiros, we said that you're even allowed to be seichet to them. That was what we saw mi'ikra din. And then we said category number 2, the middle category of tusim anavim. So we said here it's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. Meaning, and the way the Gemara explained it, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, whose mekel is actually made to the chachamim when it comes to zeisim anavim, that it's aser. And the chachamim are going to be made to Rabbi Yehuda by shar peiros that it's mutter. The Gemara said, so where do they argue? They argue in this middle category of tusim reimayim. That's when there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. Now, what the Gemara said, maybe we'll see. Let's see like this. Let's just start. Let's start from Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Let's start about 15 lines from the bottom. We're not going to see all of it again, but we'll just see a little of it again, just for the sake of continuity. So the first word in the line is Amr of Nachman. Mar Yitzchak Mesarba Betusim Remaining Pligi. That is the Machleik, is the Tanya Zesim Shemashach Mehen Shemen. If the oil oozes out, Anavim Shemashach Mehen Yain, or the grape juice oozes out of the grapes, the Hechnisan, Bein La'ichlam Bein Lamashkin, whether or not you harvested it for the sake of the grapes and the olives, or for the sake of its liquid, Ayetzemen is Aser, Tusim Shemashach Mehen Mayim, when it comes to this middle category of Tusim and Rimonim, so here we say the following, that if you have these berries and the liquid oozes out of them, or the liquid oozes out of the pomegranates, so Rabbi Yehuda says, if you did it, if you harvested them for the sake of the fruit, you're not interested in the liquid, you did it for the sake of the fruit, then we say the liquid is fine. There's no mocking to make gzeira because you're interested in the fruit. Whereas, and this was the point, if you brought them in stam, or if you brought them in for the sake of their liquid, then liquid which oozes out of them is going to be aser. And the Chachamim said, Bein la'eichlin, bein la'mashkin, it's going to be aser. Meaning, even if you harvested these tusim reimayim for the sake of the actual fruit themselves, not for the sake of the liquid, we still aser it. We still aser it. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda would say, if you specifically had in mind, when you harvest these tusim reimayim, you're doing it for the sake of the actual fruit itself. You're not interested in the liquid. If liquid oozes out, it's going to be mutter. But, and this was the point where this was the area where we left off yesterday, but if you bring in tusim reimayim stam, and liquid comes out, it's aser. So the point to remember is that the Gemara is going to be medayik, that it seems to be that if you bring something in stam, it's considered like you want it for the sake of its liquid. That's what comes out. Meaning it's only if you bring it in for food, for the fruit itself, it's mutter, but for the sake of liquid, or even stam, it's asa. So in other words, stam is tantamount to a rotzen for the liquid. Stam is tantamount to a rotzen for the liquid. That's what the Gemara assumes and understands is the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. And we asked a question on Rabbi Yehuda. And let's just go through it quickly. The Gemara says, "V'sav Rabbi Yehuda stam aser." Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda would say min ha-stam, it's aser? We would treat a person bringing in fruit stam is as if they're bringing it in for the liquid. Is that true? We have a Mishnah in Machshirin, and we know that Machshirin, it has to be that the fruit, the vegetables became wet with one of the seven mashkim l'rotzen. It has to be a rotzen. You want them to become wet. And we have the following discussion. We said, Cholav isha metame l'rotzen mishlo l'rotzen. The cholav of a woman is machshir. Here the word metame means machshir. It's machshir even if there was no special rotzen, even if it's shalo l'rotzen. It serves as a machshir for the fruit and vegetables, and now it becomes susceptible to Kabbalah's tumah. Whereas, cholav be'ayin metame ala l'rotzen. The cholav of an animal is only machshir if it is l'rotzen. That is the sheet of the Chachamim. Amar v'kiva, it's not true. Tal v'chomer, oma cholav isha shenem yuchad el lektanim metame l'rotzen shel l'rotzen. The cholav of a woman, which is only really fit, and it's only really omed for babies, and still, even shelay l'rotzen, it's machshir. Surely the cholav of an animal, which is miyuchad ben lektan ben lekdenim, ein adin shemetam ben rotzen ben shelay l'rotzen, for sure it should be machshir even shelay l'rotzen. So says Rabbi Kiva, I maintain that the cholav of an animal, even shelay l'rotzen, will be machshir the fruit, will be machshir the vegetables, will make it susceptible for tumor. Now, Amr Loi, they said to Rabbi Kiva, one second, Iyim, Tomei cholav isha shelay l'rotzen, the fact that we maintain the cholav of a woman is machshir shelay l'rotzen, there's something special about the cholav of a human being, of a woman, something very special, meaning shadam magi fasa tomei, because the wound of a woman also is machshir, even though when a woman is wounded, surely the blood which comes out is shelay l'rotzen. And still we say that it serves as a machshir, and after all, the blood actually transforms and becomes milk. So just like we see that the blood of a woman, when it comes out, shelay l'rotzen, still has the ability to be machshir, so by the same token, we'll say the same thing, that the milk which comes out of the woman has the ability to be machshir, but that is not true with regards to an animal. So again, Amr Layim Tami Chalav Isha Shle Rotzen Shadam Agifas Tami Yitzma Chalav Abeheim Shle Rotzen Shadam Agifas is Tahor. That is what they responded to Rabbi Kiva. Amar Lehens, Rabbi Kiva says, no, come on. Machmani B'Chalav Mibedam. But surely there's a stringency which we find over the Chalav of an animal, over the Dam of an animal, insofar as shachaylev l'refua tamei, if you milk a cow for the sake of its refua, it will be machshir. Whereas if your mak is dam l'refua of the animal, tar, it will not be a machshir. So you see that there's something more. There's more of a chumra in the chalav of an animal, more so than the dam of the animal. And to the extent that the cholav of an animal is more readily drunk than the cholav of a woman, if the cholav of a woman is metamish l'rotzen, is machshir l'rotzen, kol shekein the cholav of an animal. Finally, the rabbanon respond and they say, "Amru loy, amru l'arvegiv, and no, sali zaysim anavim yechichu. We will disprove you with a proof from a basket of olives and grapes." Now, if it's a basket, there's going to be holes, usually. And the olive oil and the grape juice might seep out of the holes. So what are they saying? Sali zeisim anavim yechichu. Shamashkin hayotzin mehem l'rotzein tmein shaloi l'rotzein tahorim. That even olive oil, grape juice, classic bona fide liquids, we still will only say that the only time that they will be machshir is if it is l'rotzein. That is the end of the Mishnah in Maseches Machshirin. So finally, we're going to actually ask the question. So the Gemara now sets up the question. My love, isn't the way to understand the words l'rotzen and shloi l'rotzen in the Mishnah Machshirin, my love, l'rotzen means d'nichalei, you actually positively want it, whereas shloi l'rotzen means anything other than that. B'stama, meaning we don't know, you don't know. There has yet to be a clear indication of the person whether he wants it or not. The only time we will say it's l'rotzen is if the fellow actually has a positive das that he wants it. In which case, let's remember our question. What was our question? Rabbi Yehuda said, we said that the machlokes between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is in tusim v'anovim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if you bring in tusim anovim for the sake of eating the fruit, then liquid which oozes out is going to be mutter. But if liquid oozes out min hastam, we're going to treat that as liquid which you wanted to be liquid. So even stam is considered like you wanted it. Frag the Gemara Kasha from here, that here it seems to be that the only thing which is considered to be l'rotzen is not stam, but if you positively want it. And the Gemara makes the question even stronger. The Gemara says, "Ma zeisim anovim, ma dech zeisim anovim debnei schita ninu." These are things which the derech, the norm, is to squeeze out. And nevertheless, we still say shalei l'rotzen v'lei klom, unless there is a specific positive rotzen. We say it's not considered to be a liquid. So tusim rimoinim, when it comes to berries and pomegranates, which, as we mentioned, the lav b'nei schitin inu, these are not the classical types of fruit which you squeeze. These are not grapes and olives. So l'kol shekein, all the more so we should say that the only time its liquid is considered to be a proper liquid is if you actively, proactively, b'rotzen, want the liquid. But anything less than that, e.g. stam, or you wanted it for its fruit, those two cases, the liquid, we're not going to make any type of gezeira on the liquid. So bottom line, in short, the Gemara's kasha is one more time. Rabbi Yehuda seemed to say before that if you have liquid which oozes out of berries and pomegranates in a case where I wanted it for food, then the liquid is okay. But if it's minastam, I don't know, we're going to treat it like liquid. You see, even by grapes and olives, the only time we say it's got it in liquid is if you actively want it. You positively want it. But minastam, it's not considered to be a liquid. After all, isn't that the way to understand the Mishnah in Machshirin? To which the Gemara responds, and the Gemara says, Loi, you're wrong in your assumption. Loi, l'rotzen actually means bistama. Shaloi l'rotzen means the gali adaite, the amar loi nichali. So l'rotzen means either stam or obviously rotzen. And shaloi l'rotzen means when you specifically say, you know, I really don't want any liquid to drizzle out of these fruits because that would be a big shame. And therefore you have no question on Rabbi Yehuda, because really I'll tell you that l'rotzen means stam and above, and shloi l'rotzen means the gali adaiti d'amalei nichli. That's answer number one. The boys ema, answer number two, says the Gemara, shiny sali zeisim anovim, zeisim anovim is different. Why? Kaven de le'ibud kaima, mikaraf kuri mafkalu. The reason why there, we're that much more quick to say, ah, that's not considered to be a liquid, that's nothing, is because the fellow knows that he's harvesting his olives and his grapes in a wicker basket where there's holes, and he knows that the liquid is going to go out. And therefore he knows from the word go that there's no way he's ever going to be able to access and harness and use the liquid. Says Rashi, four lines on the bottom. It's going to drip out of the cracks in the basket. It's going to be holakli ibud. Hilkach stama loy nichalei. Therefore, min hastam, it's taka loy nichalei, because if a guy knows that he's harvesting his dates and his olives and his grapes in baskets where there's holes in the basket, min hastam, the guy is not particularly happy about any liquid which comes out of it, because he knows there's not going to be any way with which he's going to be able to gather and collect the liquid. Fine. Al kol panim. So we said over here, going back, seeing the big picture, we said that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Rabbanan when it comes to Zaysim and Anavim. And we also said that the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda by Shar Peiris. So says the Gemara, Ashkechan Rabbi Yehuda the Meitel Rabbanan b'Zaysim Anavim. Okay, so we found the case where Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Rabbanan and Zaysim and Anavim. That was the Brice that we quoted before on Kufnam Gimel Amid Beis. Very good, but Rabbanan the Meidilei Rabbi Yehuda b'Shar Peiris Menalan. Where do we find that the Rabbanan concede to Rabbi Yehuda and say that by Shar Peiris, the liquid is not considered to be a liquid, it's not considered to be a proper schita? Where do we see that? D'tanya. We have a Brice. The Brice says, Seichtin b'pagoyin u'b'prishin u'b'uzradin. One is able to squeeze, they translate this as plums, or prishin, as she says, is quinces, u'b'uzradin seems to be a type of apple of sorts. Those three things you can squeeze, says Rashi, two lines down, the lav urchayu b'hachi. If you recall, we mentioned several times the Rashi keeps using these types of lashonis of urchayu. Not urchayu, if you look at the very last Rashi in Kuf Mem Heim and Aleph, the second to last line on the page, avol shar drichis lav urchayu b'hachi. Rashi always speaks out what's the norm, what's not the norm. And that's what we mentioned yesterday. We spoke about orange juice, bisman hazeh. If orange juice, bisman hazeh, maybe is more chamor, because it is the norm. Al kopanim, says the Braisa, these plums and these quinces and these types of apples, you can squeeze. That's not considered to be dosh. Avalaberi mitem. However, you may not squeeze pomegranate, says Rashi again, d'rachai b'hachi, because it's normal to squeeze. And you should know that in the house of Menashe Bar Menachem, they used to squeeze Rimonim during the week, and therefore clearly that is a proof that these things are considered to be normal. So what are we doing? We're bringing a Rav from this Braisa. We're assuming the Braisa is going like the Rabbanan. And by plums and quinces and these types of apples, we see you're allowed to lechatchila squeeze them on Shabbos. So you see that the Rabbanan agreed to rebuke it by Shar Peiris. Asks the Gemara the obvious question, Mimai the Rabbanani? Tell me Rebuke. Maybe this Bryce is going like Rebuke. After all, Rebuke is more makel than the Rabbanan. Maybe it's going like Rebuke. Tell me Rebuke. And says the Gemara, you know what? For Tavi Nami Rebuta, even if you want to say it's going like Rebuta, Ema de Shamas Lil Rebuta Yatsami Atzman. Up until now, we only saw that Rebuta matters if the juice oozes out by itself. If it oozed out by itself, Yatsami Atzman. Soichtin Lechatchila Mi Shamas Lei. Have we ever seen that Rabbi Yehuda allows, even if it's going to be seichet, to even allow you to be seichet lechatchila? We haven't seen that yet, and here it actually says you can be seichet lechatchila. So what are we going to be forced to say? Elamayis lechalameimar, what are we going to say? Kevin the labane schitinenu afilu lechatchila. We're going to say that being that these things are not the types of things which are subject to schita, it's mutter to do even lechatchila. If so, it's not such a stretch to say this in the Rabbanan also. Afilu teim Rabbanan, kevin de labani schita ninu, afilu lechatchila, shma mina Rabbanan, shma mina. If so, we can say that it's going even like the Rabbanan, in which case, so far we have said, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Rabbanan by Zeisim Anovim. Not only is there Nisad Yeraisa to be Seichadam, but even if it oozes out by itself, it's Aser. The Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Yehuda by Shar Peris that if it oozes out by itself, it's going to be Mutter. And the Shaila is only by Tusiman Rimonim. Now, the Gemara just says, one second, you're bringing me a raya that Rimonim is more problematic. Why? Because there was a fellow called Menashia bar Menachem, and in his house they used to drink pomegranate juice. Fragli Gemara Kasha. We said, Shal Beis Menashia bar Menachem, Ayusech to be Rimonim, Amr and on that, Amr of Nachman Allah Kishal Beis Menashia bar Menachem, we pass again like that. I mean, this fellow was not a Tano. This was a fellow. This was a layman. Says Rashi 8 lines down, Menashe Tano, bidimim v'chi iu palig l'meimer de b'shabas asa de teim elchus ha-kavazai v'ha lai huskra ela l'divrei ha-tano l'raya. But we don't see that he himself was a Tano. Therefore, Rav Nachman should say that we paskin like shel beis Menashe bar Menachem. He's not a Tana. So says the Gemara, v'chi teima halacha ki haitana de savala ki shel Menashe bar Menachem. Maybe he'll say that what Rav Nachman meant is that we paskin like the Tana who incorporated the hanhaga, the actions of Menashe bar Menachem. Clearly, the Tana clearly shows that that is the way to go. Maybe that's what it means. Chidei malach ki aitana de savra la kishal Menashe bar Menachem. Umishim de savra ki Menashe bar Menachem alacha kamayzay. Menashe bar Menachem havi ruba de alma. I mean, is this chap Menashe bar Menachem roiv of the veldt? I mean, what does the Tana mean when the Tana says that you should know, Vishal Beis Menashia bar Menachem, they used to squeeze pomegranates. Okay, that's very, very nice. That's very nice that they did that. But why is that a reason to say why pomegranate juice is always going to be Aser, even if it oozes out by itself in all cases? They're not the rave, they're not the majority of the world. Are they the majority of the world? Says the Gemara in. meaning to say that we will assume and look and consider the actions of what appears to be a minority. Now, what's the proof? This nan, because we have a Mishnah Kilayim. What does the Mishnah say? Amikayim keitzim mekarem, if a person maintains thorns in his vineyard, Rebbe Lezer Aymer Akideish, Rebbe Lezer says, you aser, that causes it to be Kilayim. That is kilayim. Rashi says, "Mekadish satvua mishum kilayim dezrio." It asks it now within a kilayim, whereas chachamim meimim ain't a mekadish. Ela davar shukumayu megaimin. It's only going to ask as something which normal people would be megaim. Most people don't plant thorns, and therefore thorns are not considered to be the types of things which are subject to kilayim. Now, on the armor of Chanina, we said, what is the Hezber in Reb Chanina? My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What is the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe it should be Rabbi Lazar, so the Gilead. My time with Rabbi Lazar, what's the reason? Shekein ba'aravia mekaimin keitzi sabis ligmalayen. The reason why Rabbi Lazar asers and holds that it is Kilayim is because in the Arab lands, They do maintain, and they are quite happy to have kilayim, thorns in their fields to feed their camels. The camels like to eat the thorns, and therefore, that's the reason why it's considered to be kilayim. So, what are we bringing? If you look at Rashi, the Amr ibn Chanina, so Rashi says, Alma, Mishum chad mokim de achshavinu, mashvinen lo davrach hashuv. That's the kasha. Maybe your kasha was, what do I care that Menashe bar Menachem used to drink lots of pomegranate juice? Who cares? They're not the majority of the world. The Gemara says, yeah, but you see that if in one place they do something, that gives it a chashivas, just like in Aravia, where we see that this is what they did. In Aravia, they would maintain these kotzim in the ground, therefore it's considered to be kilayim. So we'll say the same thing over here. So it's considered to be juice. Frag the Gemara, midiriya, it's not a good tushtel. After all, the Aravia Asra. Aravia is a whole land. It's a medina. Whereas, hacha batla daite itzel kol adam. This singleton, this chap, Menashe bar Menachem, is a single person. And therefore, batla daite itzel kol adam. And therefore, we shouldn't be mischashiv with the acts of a single person. So that doesn't make sense to say that that's the reason why Rav Nachman says that we paskin like, that we paskin like Beis Menashe, Bar Menachem, and so on, because you have no precedent to say that we follow, like that we follow the actions of a minority. If it's a Medina, you will. And like we saw in Tesis and Avtzadi Beis and Medeis, when we spoke about people carrying objects on their head, and we said the fact that Anshei Hutzel do so, but Ladaite Eitzel Kol Adam, and over there Tesis said that even though Anshei Hutzel carry things on their head, that's not enough to compel us to say that if we carry something on our head, it's going to be Aser. It has to be an entire Medina that they do it, number one. And it has to be that so too all other people, if their circumstances would be similar to the circumstances of that Medina, they also would do it. Meaning, it's not Be'etzim a strange thing to do. Meaning, if we had loads of camels, and camels like to eat thorns, and thorns are very inexpensive, we also would be very happy to have camel, to have the thorns. It just happens to be we don't have loads and loads of camels, and therefore we don't have the thorns, but there's nothing objectively wrong in what they're doing. That's what Teza said, is the distinction as to when we do, we do not say, but l'dayti etzel kol adam. So we still want to know, what is the pshat of Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said, because Beis Menashe bar Menachem used to squeeze pomegranates during the week, therefore it's going to have implications on Shabbos, and you cannot squeeze it, and maybe even if the liquid comes out, it's going to be also. What is the reason why Rav Nachman went with Beis Menashe? Says the Gemara, Ella hainu taima k'der Rav Chisda. Rather, the reason behind the psak of Rav Nachman, who says you're not allowed to squeeze these the pomegranates, is like Rav Chisda. The Amr Rav Chisda, Tradin shesachton v'nasman b'mikveh p'esmas ha'mikveh b'shinamare. If you have beets, and you squeeze the beets, and the liquid was introduced into the mikveh, it will pass the mikveh b'shinui mare, meaning the mikveh now is a different color, and that is something which is going to pass the mikveh. Discoloration will pass the mikveh. So, let's see a couple of Rashis over here, just to get this clear. So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi in the middle of the page, Kidder of Chizda. So the pshat in Rav Nachman, why he said there's a problem to squeeze out the pomegranates, is like Rav Chisda, meaning Alfal Gavdala Al Mali Chashiv. Even though most other people don't consider the pomegranates a liquid, Kaven the Achshiv Iu Havili Didei Mashke, that's considered to be a mashke. He says like this. He says, Sechtin b'pgayim u'b'prishim l'matik apri. You're allowed to squeeze these plums and these quinces and so on for the sake of sweetening the fruit. That's the reason why you're squeezing it. V'loy l'tzer hamashke. You're not actually doing it for the sake of the liquid. You're not doing it for the sake of the liquid. Of a labor imayim, but you may not do this by pomegranates. Vafilu lamatkin. Even if you're only doing it for the sake of sweetening the pomegranates. Hoyel de shel beis menashya hayusechten mecholit zerich mashke. The reason why we won't allow you to squeeze the pomegranates, even for the sake of sweetening the pomegranate, is because there was this house of Beis Menashe that they used to squeeze it for the sake of the liquid. Hilkach b'Shabbos Aser afil lematik. So therefore we will ask you to squeeze the pomegranates on Shabbos, even if your primary intention is just for the sake of sweetening. Hoyel v'ika chad de ovid l'shem mashke. Being that because there is someone, there are those people who do it for the sake of the liquid. V'loy mishum de menashe ruba de alma. It's not because we say, well, the fact that Menashe did it, therefore that's considered to be like the majority of people do it. No. Ela, here this is the point. Ela chashinen isharis le'lamatek. If we allow a person to squeeze pomegranates for the sake of sweetening the pomegranate, Oskil Lemevid Lashum Mashka, you might come to do it for the sake of its liquid. The cave in the eel machshiv lay Avi Mashka Umachayev. So we will not allow you to squeeze even for the sake of sweetening, lest you come to squeeze for the sake of its liquid. Aval Bipgoyim, but when it comes to the other types of fruit that we mentioned, Leka Lamechish Lahachi, the Ein Shum Adam Isa Isa Lamashka, because no one ever squeezes it out for its liquid. So we're going to say that the pshat is when it comes to the plums and the quinces and the apples, you're allowed to squeeze them for the sake of sweetening the fruit. And we're not concerned that if you do that, you might come to do it for its liquid, because no one does it for its liquid. But we will not allow you to do that when it comes to pomegranates, even for the sake of squeezing it, even if you're squeezing them for the sake of sweetening them, because we're concerned you might come to do it for its liquid. And it's like Rav Chisda said, that Rav Chisda said, by these beets which you squeeze out and you place them in the mikvah, they will pass on the mikvah b'shino imara, says Rashi. We're not referring to 3 lugs worth of beet juice. And the only time 3 lug passel is with drawn water, with mayim shuvin. Avol shar mashkin lay pasli elam kein nishtane mara hamikva al yedayen. So the reason why we have a problem over here, and the reason why we say that the pomegranate liquid is considered to be a liquid, is like we find by certain other types of liquids. Meaning we find by pomegranate juice that it's considered to be a liquid insofar as, oh, it's a liquid. If it's a liquid, it's going to pass on the mikveh with a shinui mara. So to over here, you know, in other words, even though beet juice is not considered to be a regular type of fruit which you squeeze out for its mashke, nevertheless it has dine mashke, and therefore it's going to pass the mikvah. So too we can say a similar thing regarding other types of things which are squeezed out, and therefore to the extent that people do at times squeeze out pomegranate liquid, the pomegranate juice, it will also be considered to be a liquid. And that's the reason why Rav Nachman said we have to treat it like liquid, and therefore therefore we're going to pass kind of like Beis Menashe, and we're going to ask for pomegranate juice. That's what the Gemara says. So one more time. Kidur Rav Chisda, Amdam Rav Chisda, Tradin Shesachtan V'nasna V'mikveh Pesnasa Mikveh B'shinimareh. But they're not really considered to be the types of fruits or vegetables that people usually squeeze out. And nevertheless, what are we going to say? Being that some people clearly seem to be machshiv them, it is considered to be a liquid, step number one. Now that it's a liquid, step number two, we will say that shar mashkim, other liquids, will pass a mikvah through the discoloration of the mayim. Havilu gave an achshavinu havile mashke. Chanami gave an achshavinu havile mashke. So tovir, there are those people who are machshiv, the liquid of the pomegranates of the rimonim, and therefore that's the reason why we paskin like Beis Menashe Bar Menachem. That is one hesbah. So hesbah number one in this actual din of mikvois that Trodin Shesachta Venasim B'Mikvah Pesach B'Mikvah B'Shinim Mara is because we think it must be that people are machshiv the beet juice, and therefore it's considered to be a mashke. Once it's a mashke, it's able to pass on the mikvah. And that comes along the Gemara and says, no, Rapapa Amar Mishum Nehavi Davashein Eisim Yemenu Mikvah Lechatchila. The reason why pasal the mikvah is for a totally different reason. Meaning, really, I'll tell you, beet juice is not a liquid. It's not a liquid. And if it's not a liquid, so then you have no tzushtel to Rav Nachman's psak with a reason why we should paskin like Menashe Bar Menachem. Because there, it's very important that it's considered to be a liquid. And if the liquid oozed out, and what are the types of fruits that people squeeze to extract the liquid? It's got to be a liquid. Says Rapop over here in Mikvois, it's got nothing to do with liquid, but rather, very simple, it just happens to be that beets, and anything which comes out of beets, is a davar she'ein oyesim yimena mikvah lechatchila. Kol davar she'ein oyesim yimena mikvah lechatchila, paisla ze mikvah b'shinimare. And therefore, anything which you're not able to create a mikvah with lechatchila has the ability to pass a mikvah with a shinomara. Meaning to say, very interesting. Comes out a very interesting machlekes over here. When we have a din of shinomara, passing a mikvah with through some type of discoloration, do we say only a liquid is able to pass a mikvah with shinomara? Or even something which doesn't have a teras din liquid can still pass a mikvah b'shinamara. For instance, klapi mahadvarim amurim. There's an interesting shaila. There's an interesting shaila which the marsham dammed on. It's a marsham in chelik gimel siman yud gimel, and the case was that there was a mikvah. And the walls of the mikvah, they plastered the walls with some type of material. And with the course of time, the mikvah became very hot. And the walls, the plaster, started to come off. And it discolored the mayim. And women went into the mikvah in the interim. And the mayim was no longer transparent. Oh, so we have a very interesting shaila of shinomara. So shinomara. Shinamara passels a mikvah. So they asked the Marsham about this case. And the shoyal of the Marsham said that maybe it makes a difference if the Shinamara came about through a liquid or it came about through a solid and so on. And the Marsham said that it could be that maybe this shaila has to do with the Gemara in Shabbos in our Sugya. But the first day in the Gemara seems to say that it's only if something is a liquid does it pass al b'shinimara. And the Gemara was trying to bring a proof that the liquid of the beets are considered to be a liquid and therefore they can pass al. To which Rebbe says, no, it's got nothing to do with liquid. Even if the beets are not considered to be a liquid, they still will pass al because you don't and you may not create a mikvah out of beets, but you don't need to have a teres din mashke, and therefore maybe this shaila would be dependent on this. But the Marsham says that it could be that even Rav Papa, who says that there's an inyan of discoloration, even if something is not a mashke, it could be even Rav Papa is not arguing on Rav Chisda mikatsa lakatsa. Maybe Rav Papa would only argue by beets, because at the end of the day, there is moisture which naturally comes out of beets. Whereas with you know, a solid like this plaster material, this clay or this plaster, which doesn't really have any liquid, and it's abnormal for liquid to come out of it. It doesn't have liquid. It's just that it kind of melted away, and it kind of melted into the mikveh, and it discolored. It could be even Rav Papa would agree that it doesn't have the ability to be to pass all the mikveh b'shinu mara. Abra al kaponim, what comes out of this gemara is a very interesting thing, that it seems to be that it's a machlekes amaroyim as to, do you say the only time there's a psul of shinu mara is if something has got a teres din mashke, or even if it doesn't have a teres din mashke, as long as it's not something which you can make a mikveh from the chatchila, it will pass. Good. Says the Gemara, Vayitzei Tanan Hosam. We learned in the Mishnah in Mikvos. Nafal Lesecha Yayin Achemetz Umeichel. If it fell into the mikvah, wine or vinegar or meichel. Now, we're going to see in Rashi that meichel is basically some type of an olive juice, not olive oil, but some type of an olive liquid. And Rashi basically says there's different stages. Originally, you take a bunch of olives, a load of olives, and you put them in a container. And the fact that there's a lot of olives in there will cause a little bit of perspiration, so to speak. That is one type. And then, after a while, the pressure of having so many olives together causes another type of liquid. And then you actually press the olives and you extract the olive oil. And then there's the leftover olive pulp which remains for a while. And then there's another type of olive liquid which comes out. So those three types, other than the actual olive oil, are considered to be meichel. And so says the Mishnah, Nafal Seichai Yain Echemetz Umeichel. If wine or vinegar or this olive liquid fell into the mikvah, the shina marov, and it discolored it, paisel, pasel the mikvah. Says the Gemara, man tana the meichel mashke. Who is the Tana who says that meichel is considered to be a mashke? Am Rabaya, it's Rabbi Yaakov. The Tanya Rabbi Yaakov, meichel areu ke mashke. Meichel is considered to be like a liquid, and therefore it can pasel a mikvah. Ah, you mar tam amru meichel hayetze betchilatar. So why do they say, if so, that the meichel which comes out at the very beginning, the first stage, when you put all the olives together, and a little perspiration comes out, why do they say that that is not considered to be a liquid, and therefore that is not able to be machshir fruit, to make it susceptible to be mekabel tumah? Levijena rates a begiumai, because you're not particularly interested in that perspiration and liquid developing. That is Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Meichel is not considered to be like a mashke, and it's not able to be machshir zroyim and fruit and so on. Ay, umar tam amru that meichel hayetze miikol beis habad, the meichel which comes out at the later stage, post the beis habad stage, is tamei, is considered to be machshir lefi shi'af shebleitzich tzuchi shemen. Because invariably you're going to have a little bit of oil, of olive oil, mixed in with that olive liquid. So it's interesting. On the one hand, Rabbi Yaakov seems to be machmir and say that meichel is considered to be machshir, but he says not at the early stage. Rabbi Shimon is the one who seems to say that meichel is not a mashke, but he agrees in the later stage that it is. So says the Gemara, Mai binai, what in fact is the nafkamina between the two, that they both seem to say that meichel at times is a mashke and is machshir, and at times it's not. In stage number two, meaning stage number two, once the olives have been together for so long and there's a pressure mounting up and there's an additional olive liquid which comes out, that is the stage at which Rabbi Yaakov says it is considered to be a machshir, it's a mashke, and Rabbi Shimon says it is not. It is not. So the Gemara originally said, so who is the Tana who says that meichel is a mashke? We thought to say it's Rabbi Yaakov. And now the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Amar, No, Mishum Dahavi Davashina Sinamena Mikvo Paisless Mikva Bashinamara. Really, I'll tell you the reason why, if Michael falls into a mikveh, passels it, is not because there's a requirement of a Torah's din mashke to passel a mikveh. Exactly like Rav Papa said before, the reason why it can passel through discoloration is because only something, an ingredient which you can make a mikveh from l'chatchila, is something which you can use. But things which, substances which you cannot use to make a mikveh from l'chatchila, they will pass a mikveh through discoloration. And the only thing you can use to make a mikveh from, says Rashi in the last small line, is, he says, she'enei sin mimen a mikveh, she'enei mayim a shaleg a barad. So anything which is not mayim shaleg a barad will pass a mikveh. So again, we thought to say, who's the Tano who says that if Yain, Chemetz, and Michael fall into a mikveh, it passels b'shinamara, it's Rabbi Yaakov, and you see that it's got a Torah's din mashke, and that says, Ravanein, really, it doesn't have a din mashke, but it can still passel through discoloration, because you do not make a mikveh from it, l'chatchila. Good. Now we move back to our discussion of squeezing out fruit on Shabbos. And we mention a very famous heter. Zagdi Gemara, Amri Yudah Meshmo, Seichet Adam Eshkol Shalanavim Latech Agdera. One is allowed to squeeze a cluster of grapes into a pot, into a dish of food. Avalei Latech Akara, but not into an empty bowl. Let's see the Gemara, and let's see Rashi. This is Rashi Latech Agdera, about 6 lines in the bottom, Shal Tavshal. It's clear that you're not doing it for its liquid. It's like you're taking out food into food. And this is an amazing, amazing din, which is Nifsik Ladina, that, and it's an incredible thing, if you squeeze out a cluster of grapes, it is Schita D'oraisa. But if you squeeze it onto your fish, it's mutar l'chatchila. Amazing thing. And where do you have a case where something is, can be asa d'oraisa, and can be mutar l'chatchila? It just depends what you squeeze it onto. Now, in order to do so, it's got to be that you're squeezing it onto food, and it also has to be that it's either going to be absorbed into the food, or it's going to somehow be subsumed within the food. But if you're going to squeeze it and there's going to be a large amount of liquid, that's a problem. It's got to be either absorbed or, you know, you squeeze it onto your fish and kind of, you know, you can still see it possibly, but, you know, it becomes part of the food. It says, the Gemara Amr Chizim Medivra Rabbeinu Nilmat, from this we learn, Hailu Adam Eiz, one can squeeze milk from a goat's udders, Latech HaGedera, into a pot of food. But not into an empty keli. Must be that Shmuel is saying that food, liquid which goes into food, is considered food. It's not considered to be a distinct liquid, but rather it's considered to be food. And it's food from food. Food from food is not schita, is not dosh, is not mefarik. It's got to be liquid from food. But if it goes into food, it's mutter. Masiv Rami Bar Chama Zav Shechel V'Sa'ez. If you have a Zav who is milking a goat, a Chalav Tamei. So the Chalav is Tamei. If you look at Rashi, four lines on the bottom, a Chalav Tamei, Shehazav Metamei Kol Davar B'Masa, Barei Hisit HaKiluach. He is acting upon the stream. V'Loi Kemaflik Bein Tech HaKdera, Bein Tech HaKos. And we don't seem to make a distinction between whether or not it goes into a kdeira or if it goes into a cup. In all cases, it's considered to be tamei. That is the Gemara's kasha. The Amr's mashka bala la'echon eichelhu. And if you want to tell me that liquid which goes into a food is a food, b'may is kasher. So the food at the bottom, it never was mukhshal kabel tumah. because the only thing which touched it is what appears to be a liquid, but it's not actually a liquid in din, because a liquid which goes into a food takes on the characteristics and the property of food, and it's not considered to be a liquid. So therefore, the food down below never became moshe l'gabal tuma. That is the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, no. Kedamar Rabbi Yochanan b'tiva mechleches al pi adad, just like Rabbi Yochanan said elsewhere, that the original drop, which when a woman is trying to nurse her baby, so the original drop which comes out of the dad ha'isha, she uses that drop of liquid to encourage the child to nurse. She might rub it over the dad to make it smooth, so that now the child, the dad will not be dry. So she wants that drop to be a liquid, to serve the function of a liquid that she can rub over the dad to encourage the child to nurse. So that one drop is a liquid. That liquid became tamei, and that liquid is going to cause everything else to become tamei. That liquid will serve as the machshir. So just like Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'tipa mechleches al pi hadad," so do Rabbi Yochanan, "B'tipa mechleches al pi hadad," says Rashi.
Why can't you say that the juice which comes out from the woman first, even though she wants it, she doesn't really want it as a liquid. She wants it to encourage the baby.
Well, what do you mean? The liquid. She's feeding the baby. She's feeding the baby, right? But the very first drop, which is on the dad, is considered to be a liquid, and therefore, whatever dinim we require as something to have a teres din mashke, the first drop is a mashke, insofar as she's going to rub it on. This way it'll be easier for the child to nurse. And to start, let's just look at Rashi. Just look at Rashi for one second. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, the milk is dripping out. Meaning she wants that one drop to remain a drop, to be a liquid, and that will facilitate the subsequent chaliva. That one drop is a liquid. Kistam chalav deloy la'ichol boile. That original drop is not considered to be food which the child is going to suckle. That is a liquid which she's going to use perhaps to smooth the dad, to encourage the subsequent drinking of the liquid of the milk which will be considered food. But that first drop is considered to be liquid. So to over here we're saying the same thing. When a person is squeezing is milking the A's, the very first drop of milk which accumulates on the dad, on the udder of the A's, you might move around and about to and so on, that is considered to be liquid, and therefore the rest of the food, the rest of it, came into contact with the liquid, and through that it was moshe l'gabal tuma.
Yeah, but when it falls on a solid, when it comes out, it's also a bit of a liquid. Until it touches the solid.
Remember, the point is, it became tamei as soon as it touched the drop on the udder. It already became tamei. So now it's like tamei liquid. It already became hochshar when it became all of that liquid. Is even though, in other words, we're saying really, I'll tell you, the liquid which goes into a kedera is considered to be food. If it's food, the food was never moshe l'gabal tuma. Teretz says, no, all of the milk was moshe l'gabal tuma, because all of that food was a liquid. All of that food, came into contact with the very first drop, and that is what was moshe l'gabal tuma. That's what we're saying. Let's just see if we can finish a bit more. Says the Gemara, Master Ravina, Tamei Mei, Shesachat Zeisim, Anovim, Kibetz, Mechuvenes. If you have a man who is a Tamei Mei, he's an Avatuma, and he squeezes exactly a Kibetz's worth of Zeisim, Anovim, we say tar. Why? Because as soon as he squeezes it, it's going to be less than a kebetza. If it's less than a kebetza, it's not going to be able to be metame. Oh, yoisim a kebetza, mashma, that if it's more than a kebetza, tame, it would be tame. But one second, the amr is mashka bala eichel eichelu. But if you want to tell me that any liquid which goes straight into food is considered to be eichel, if you're going to say that, so then lachor we should say b'mayis kasha. We should say the exact same question. It was never mochshel kabel tuma. That is the gemara's kasha. Says gemara humaytiv lavu mefarik la b'seichel letecha ka'ara. We'll make a nukimta and say that he squeezed it into a plate. He did not squeeze it into food. Says the Gemara of Yirmiyah Kitanoi, Lachir, this is a Machlekes Tanayim, as to whether or not Mashke, which comes into food, is it a food or is it a liquid? This is a Machlekes Tanayim. Hamachlek, Kitanoi, Hamachlek Ba'anavim. If a person smoothes the face of a loaf of bread, of dough, Hamachlek Ba'anavim with, let's say, grape juice, Loi Hochshar, it is not considered to be that it's mukshla kabel tuma. The dough is not mukshla kabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda says it is mukshla kabel tuma. Says the Gemara, l'char my lab b'hakim ifliki demarasav amash kabel eichelhu, and therefore the dough never came in contact with liquid, and therefore it's never mukshar. Umarasav lab eichelhu. Says the Gemara, papa de kuli alma mash kabel eichel lab eichelhu. Or the guy brings the gear and says, Mashka bala eichel is an eichel. Hacha ba mashka bala ibud kemiflagi. What is the nekudas hamachlekas if you smear your loaves of bread, your dough, with grape juice? What is the point? Marasava mashka, being the mashka is going to be destroyed in the oven, so it's considered like it's being destroyed. So marasava mashka hu, marasava la mashka hu. One says mashka, which is going to be destroyed, is considered to be a mashka. One says it's not considered to be a mashka. Uba plugadani tanoi, the tanya. If a person squashes or crushes olives with tummy hands, the din is the liquid which comes out is huksha. Right? The juice which comes out is huksha, Rashi says, because you're happy about the olive oil which comes out, because it's going to make the olives much tastier. Whereas l'seifton memelach, the only reason why you're crushing and squeezing the olives is just to soften up the olives to make it easy to dip the olives in salt, but you're not particularly happy about the olive oil which comes out. Lo yochsha, the olive oil which comes out is not moksha. Case number three. If you're squeezing the olives, leida im higiu zeis of limsik im lav, you're just squeezing them to see if they're ripe. Also, loy hochshur, that's all the Tanakama. Reb Yuda Aymer hochshur, Reb Yuda says no. Nevertheless, it is hochshur. Says the Gemara, my lab, baha kemiflegi demarasava mashka imid leibud mashku, isn't the crux of the argument as to whether or not we say that mashka, which is going leibud, is it considered a mashka or not? Omar Sava Lav Mashka. Who? The Gemara concludes, we'll end with this. Amrav Winabrit of Yeshua, Hani Tanoi, you're right. And that last Machlekes Tanoim which you brought, the Machlekes with the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. Hani Tanoi be Mashka Ha'imid Le'ibud Pligi. Correct. That is the Nekudas of Machlekes. However, in the Machlekes before, that you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, wanted to say four lines down, Kitanoi, you wanted to say, of Mashke Habol Eichel, is it Mashke or not? V'hanech Tanoi, b'mashke ha'oimed letzachtzachoy kemiflagi. What is the machlegis if you take some grape juice and you smear it on your dough? And the shaila is, do we say that a mashka, which is omed just to give a shine to something, is that considered to be a mashka or not? If you look at Rashi, Hani Tanoi, just over halfway down the page, three lines down, Rashi says, Aval Tanoi de machlik, lav omed leibud pligi, de lav leibud ozal, meaning the grape juice which you smear on top of the loaves of bread, they're not hoylech leibud. nasnu. You place them on top of the loaves of bread, barei metzachzachai, and you will cause them to give them a shine. That is the question. Is that considered to be a mashka, or is that not considered to be a mashka? Okay, we will call it here, and as we mentioned, we will post the time of the shir tomorrow, and as we mentioned also, Bez Hashem, we will learn on Motzei Tisha B'Av as well.